Is Christ Your Lord? By James Smith from Gleams of Grace, 1860. Keep me safe, O God, for in You I take refuge. You are my Lord. Apart from You, I have no good thing. Psalm 16, verse 1 and 2. You are my Lord. That is the ruler of my life. Your will is my law. Your precepts are my directory. Your commandments are my guide. I look to You alone for strength in every time of need. I walk by Your word with a view to please You. I take You to be my Alpha and Omega, my first and last, my all in all. I renounce all other objects of worship. O Lord our God, other lords besides You have ruled over us, but Your name alone do we honor. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 13. You are my Lord. Therefore I expect You to keep me, provide for me, shelter me, guard me, and defend me in every time of trouble, in every season of affliction, in every circumstances of danger, when in pain and suffering, when in want and woe. I have turned from others and turned to You, crying, You are my Lord. Is Christ your Lord? Then own Him everywhere, in every place, in all companies. Go nowhere, join no society where you cannot own and acknowledge God to be your Lord. Is Christ your Lord? Then obey all that He commands you. Ask for no reason, listen to no excuse, but whatever He says to you, do it. His commands test the sincerity of your love. Will you live denying the flesh, going contrary to general custom, simply because the Lord bids you? Is Christ your Lord? Then always live in His presence. You are ever with Him. His eye is always upon you. He bids you walk before Him. Think, knowing that He reads all your thoughts. Speak, realizing that He hears all your words. Act, feeling that He observes all that you do. Is Christ your Lord? Then consecrate your person, time, and talents to His service. Do this practically. Do it constantly. Do it sincerely. Do it so that everyone who lives with you or carefully observes you can sincerely say, He is the Lord's.